The practices are open to the public and begin at 2 p.m. each day this week, except Thursday, when they will begin at 3 p.m. Sports in this 5 o'clock hour brought to you in part by Spiro's Restaurant, the original St. Louis Greek restaurant serving the St. Louis area since 1975 with two locations in Chesterfield and St. Charles. That St. Charles location on Bluestone Drive has a European stone oven. Don't see those everywhere. They cook over cherry wood for that perfect flavor on every steak, lamb chop, and vegetable. Spiro's is an old-school neighborhood restaurant serving both classic and remastered Mediterranean dishes. Check out the steak crostato. It's prepared tableside for your dining entertainment with two beef tenderloin medallions sautéed with onions, peppers, mushrooms, and a red wine sauce. Another Greek favorite, moussaka. That's ground sirloin and lamb with pan-fried potatoes, rice, and vegetables, and it's all covered with a white cream sauce. Check out their menu online at spiros-restaurant.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, hour number three, a large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where the patio is lined with trees, and in the breeze, there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven, and it's no less inviting inside in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital.
Schnucks is proud to partner with Folds of Honor, providing scholarships for the children of fallen or disabled military heroes. Folds of Honor has awarded some 16,000 scholarships, including more than 100 in the St. Louis area. Now through July 4th, round up your purchase at Schnucks and support those families who've sacrificed so much. Join our mission. Visit your neighborhood Schnucks or go to schnucks.com/Folds of Honor.
Before I was running routes in Division I football, I enjoyed a great high school career. Even then, the best athletes were concerned with how they fueled their bodies and workouts. It truly is what makes the difference between good and great. One Nation Nutrition wants to help you parents by helping your athlete to excel in any sport and be their best. One Nation Nutrition can help you help them and make sure what they're putting in their bodies is safe, legal, and healthy. They don't put milkshakes in race cars, and you shouldn't be fueling up on that either. Good nutrition will help prevent injuries and give them the energy they need to have the best shot at achieving their goals. One Nation Nutrition in Wentzville, O'Fallon, and St. Peter's has meal replacements, post-workout recovery drinks, and energy bars to keep your athlete on track. Get to One Nation Nutrition today.
Check out any of the three One Nation Nutrition locations in Wentzville, O'Fallon, or St. Peter's, and make sure to come by the big party at 1127 Wentzville Parkway, July 28th, from 11 to 3.
Hey, this is Cam. For most of us, it's not a question of if we're going to experience hair loss, but when. You need to find a proactive approach to finding a hair loss solution. There is only one center that provides the latest technology and the most skilled doctors. That center is Hans Wyman. Hans Wyman offers the most advanced treatments available. Artist Robot, PRP, laser treatments, and Brio Hair Solutions for both men and women. Lots of folks offer hair solutions, but for the best results, go to the best hair restoration center in the country, and that's Hans Wyman. Call now to schedule a free hair and scalp analysis. Let their skilled professionals find the personalized treatment plan that works for you. Call Hans Wyman, and you will receive $500 off any hair solution. Restrictions apply, so call now, 1-844-909-4267, or go to HansHairLoss.com. That's 1-844-909-4276.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where you can feast on it. When was the last time you had giant Alaskan king crab legs? These babies are at least a pound each, and they're served sliced open, so all you do is dig out the meat and dip it in a seasoned hot clarified butter. That's how it's done at Serpent Sirloin, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Sunday and dinner 7 days a week, and serving only USDA prime beef.
Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Lester Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Minions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
I'll pretend like I'm Dan's bass guitar.
Dirty chicken butts.
Oh, those are great when they're fried up. Fry up a batch of those. Scoops the dirt right out of them. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 25th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. I know. You don't want to admit that you're 40s, 50s, 60s. Well, you might as well admit it because you are. But you don't have to walk around looking like and feeling like somebody as old as you are. There are things you can do. One in particular called bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. We'll talk about it after this.
Hey!
Oh, we got a lot of introductions to do today. But I finished the introductions, the Playhouse might be over. I'll make time for the joke. At the control board, a man who, as a young man, said, I wonder what it would be like to leave this country. Maybe I'll go to England. And he said it that way with an American accent because he was born here. So he heads out and lives in Great Britain for 19 years. But for 10 of those, he lived in Birmingham, England. And, of course, when he came back home after being over there, he said, well, how was it? Oh, it was fantastic. It was great. He had a different accent. He sounded, and he still does, and he can't get rid of it. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips. Say hello to the audience.
Hello, everybody. Have a great night.
Now, you usually say, have a great day.
I do. I said, I hope you've had a great day, and I hope your night is even better. Something along those lines.
Changing it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Keeping them on their toes.
Don't want to get stale. We were talking about, in our little trivia quiz with Taylor Nickerson, clockwise and counterclockwise. Well, I'm doing the introductions counterclockwise as I sit here in this room. So for you folks listening, it would be right speaker first, center front speaker, then left speaker. At that center front speaker sits this man, man who travels the country and shares those adventures with us. He has a website, BillOnTheRoad.com. He is Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
I can't believe it.
Oh, no.
Right, stop the music. Just
that's
stop.
All right. We've only done it for a week.
I thought you were going to.
I got a lot on my mind. My wife is gone, okay? Yeah, I'm not myself.
I heard about that.
There's a void in my life that's painful, man. And I'm just not myself. Edit that. Edit what I just edit.
Radio edit.
You know, he's here with us today in the studio, and we never know when he will be, because sometimes he just heads out. He might go north, or he might be westbound or southbound, or even...
He's found a girl!
Yeah. Yeah.
Got a girl!
Either tonight or tomorrow night, he'll be headed in the direction of this girl's house that he has met. Things seem to be going well. Say hello to Bill Cleveland. And Bill, you say hi to them.
Hello, everybody. Good to be here.
There you go. In the quarantine glass box sits the man who is the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, but you never know. You meet him, he's just like a regular guy. Mm-hmm. You never know. He's soon to be so wealthy. His name is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
Like
now,
say,
how your daughter laughed at
you. Yeah,
that.
I know. You did.
Hold on. Stop the music. Alyssa, do you know what trouser mouse means?
I was
wasn't laughing. I was laughing at the brain thing. I do know what that means, though.
You do?
If yeah.
Oh, you do know what trouser mouse
I do. Means. I don't need to
read Can you
it.
Tell us? Just give us a hint?
So wiener. No. Oh, that's it. That's it.
Do that again.
Wiener.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. That was actually Alyssa's voice. Oh, start the music again. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, you can have Mark and Jason give you a complimentary portfolio review.
What does that usually run, just roughly?
Nothing, what? Nada. It's $0.
Wow.
It's free. It's complimentary. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
He's sitting with his arms behind his head, leaning back in the chair, in a very casual position, almost like, I don't have a whole lot to do, when in fact we know better. He does the work of two individuals, because you see, he's not just a newsman, he's more. That's right, that's the sound of the Rockford Files theme, Jim Rockford, played by James Garner, private investigator. So is this guy, newsman and private investigator, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, my firm Gateway Investigations does all kinds of different types of investigations. We even create coup cards for those that do radio shows. And I created one for Flank.
You.
And it says, don't clap, on okay, one, for and, Bill. And then the other side.
Eastbound.
Yeah,
got it.
So
got it. Got it. Right. Good idea. Thank you. I need that.
I'm going to help you out with that. In fact, Bill asked me to conduct an investigation for him last week. He said, what area of town do you think I should maybe look for a suitor for a girlfriend? And I told him about my second favorite song, East Side and Down. down on the east side, I guess. So congratulations, Bill.
You don't want to do that. That was Tim Woodburn. You'll hear him again at 6 o'clock when he does the news. Now, Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. I don't think I had Alyssa say hi.
I don't think you did.
Let's back it up a little bit. Direct from SEMO, where she is a senior and is going to be a teacher, probably a pretty good one, Alyssa Strauss, daughter of Dan Strauss. Alyssa, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Got a little bitty voice. Just a little bitty, tiny little voice. Like my daughter. They sound like little people. Little young people. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is kind, yeah.
And, well, that was nice. Rat Boy knows that college students, a lot of time, don't have enough to eat. Ramen noodles in the dorm. What did you bring her?
Cheese.
Brought you some cheese, Alyssa. And it's good cheese, knowing Rat Boy. Alyssa, do you like polka music?
Sure.
You sure sound like you meant that. You sure sound like you meant that when you said it.
Sure.
Well, we have somebody that works here who can provide plenty of it. He's right there on the clarinet right now. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool house today. Big crowd. Brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. When you're Alyssa's age, not a lot hurts you. There's not a lot of ailments. You're not, you know, your knees aren't hurting you every time you go a flight of stairs, and everything's great, and you think it's always going to be great, and then it creeps up on you. I walk up and down the stairs now like an old man. I don't like it. Aches, pains that I don't know what they are. I know I have arthritic knees, and you know, and it just, all this stuff happens. Here's another thing that happens. Because your body decides not to crank out the hormones it used to, and I don't know why. I don't know why. Why couldn't nature have just said, right up to the very end, we'll just give you all the energy and libido and everything else you need until you check out? It doesn't work that way. Life winds you down gradually, just sort of as if, and then in the end it's over. And one of the things that happens is testosterone isn't made in the quantities that you could certainly use, which is where MD Health and Wellness comes in. Bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. I will be getting pellets inside of a week, about a week probably. I have to go back a day after tomorrow, Wednesday, and have blood drawn, check the testosterone level based on what it says. They'll determine the strength of the pellets. They put the pellets in. They implant them just under the skin in the buttock area. Doesn't hurt. I can tell you, I've had it done. Doesn't hurt. And you're good to go for 4 to 6 months as those pellets just release very gradually the exact dosage that you need. in your system so that you enjoy, basically enjoy life more. It's hard to enjoy life if you're always tired. If an opportunity comes along for a little bada boom, bada bing, and you're not up for it, that's no good either. Belly, you can't get rid of. You can't lose weight. A lot of that has to do with testosterone. So MD Health and Wellness, remember this name, because a lot of people are in this low-T business, but you don't want to just go to just anybody. And the reason it's called MD Health and Wellness is doctor-supervised. MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. And in addition to the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, they've helped a lot of people lose weight. Me, for one, and Tracy, who I ran into when I was in there last week, who's lost over 100 pounds at MD Health Wellness. That's incredible. So they do that. They do ultimate light therapy, which is a warm, soothing laser, and they apply it and move the laser back and forth over areas where you'd like to just get rid of and tighten up that chicken neck thing and flab under the arms and that kind of thing. It's a lot to know because there's a lot that they do, and I would say go to their website first. And that website is mdhealthwellness.com. Larry Connors is on right after we leave the airwaves, which means he'll be on in about 35 minutes. Here are a few of the things Larry will be talking about. There's a members of Congress who want to abolish the Immigration and Customs Agency, which means Border Patrol agents would no longer exist. You think that's a good idea? There's more evidence that a New York Times reporter slept her way to get stories. Alyssa, don't do that. She got her stories by sleeping with guys. And Larry wants to know if you think that's wrong. Scientists have found that a supervolcano, this one's kind of scary, supervolcano is expanding under three states. Larry will tell you where this volcano is underground and when it might threaten millions, millions of Americans. Yeah, underground volcano. Wouldn't that be something? You walk along one day.
Wow. Now, not to cut off your Larry Connors update, but has anybody seen the video of the lava flowing in Hawaii?
And yes.
It's so fast. It's moving like at 30, 40 miles an hour. It looks like an out-of-control river. And you just think that that's not water. That is complete lava. Like
30 or 40 miles. I thought it moved like 3 miles.
No, this video, you can see this lava is just flying down this road. I mean, anything in its way is dead. There's no way of getting out of it.
I think you might be dead before it even hit you. Let's say you were just standing, and here comes the lava. Mm-hmm. You go, I'll see. I think before it got to you, the heat and the fumes would kill you.
You pass out instantly.
It wouldn't have to make contact with you. And doesn't it give off some kind of like toxic gas or something?
Sulfur, I think.
Well, it's a beautiful sight. I hate to say that, but it is. Have you seen some of these? Some of these photographers have captured some of those spectacular images of this red lava. It's something so horrible could be so beautiful, actually. Spectacular. And in Missouri, men are being asked to send pictures of their penises for research. Did you hear Dan perk up? That's your dad, Alyssa. That's your dad, the only guy in here that responded, to penis pictures.
Not to ruin Larry's show, even though nothing gives me more joy than doing that. Have you seen the photo of this reporter that the New York Times...
slept her way to get stories?
I know this is good radio. Here's a photo. Long brunette hair, sexy glasses. Ooh. Her name's Allie Watkins, and her nickname amongst the other New York media, print media, is the Honey Trap.
Oh, nice. That's a good one. She's cute.
I know.
Normally, you hear a story like that, you think Janet Reno looking person.
Larry's going to have to run Best Of because I just ruined his second hour.
No, you can't. You know what? Nobody in this room is capable of ruining Larry Connors' show.
Okay.
It's that good. Okay. That's just a fact.
Good.
Like I said, my wife and daughter are traveling out of the country because it's to celebrate my daughter's 30th birthday. It's my wife's way of getting a trip she's wanted for a long time, and she acts like it's for my daughter. My wife loves to travel. She could travel, if we could, every week. Just head out and go somewhere. I am not the person who wants to do that. I don't like TSA. I don't know how to pack a bag. I don't know how to do anything like that. She just carries all the passport. I just go. I just, you know, follow along. But they're having apparently a great time, and I'm sure I'll have some stories when they get back for you, when they get back from what apparently is the rude country of Italy.
Mm. Hey, can I tell my story? I told you this earlier today.
Let me check the time. No, I'm afraid.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, Sandy and I went to
Who's
Fairmont.
Sandy?
Sandy's my girlfriend. We went to
Alyssa,
Fairmont.
Alyssa, tell the truth. Do you like Sandy?
I love Sandy.
Okay, that's a good answer. All right.
We went to Fairmont Park to watch for the horse races on Saturday night and had a great time.
I've only done that twice, and both times I had a blast.
Yeah, it's so much fun. But we did that driving home. We're coming 255, coming down, going south on 255. And we got around Cahokia, Dupo, that area. And I told Sandy, I said, that guy's headlights are really, really bright. And you don't think that, you know, the headlights on the other side of the highway are coming at you that are going to be so bright.
I'm because like, they're not directly pointed to you. They're
no.
on the other side of the...
And we get closer, and it's like, oh, my God, that guy is in this side, on this side of the highway, going the wrong way.
On an interstate?
Yes, on 255.
Not good.
And he ended up getting onto the shoulder, and he was still driving at highway speed.
Yeah.
And so we immediately called 911. I called 911. I was picking my phone up, and Sandy said, well, be careful because we're in Illinois, and you can get a ticket for calling... For being on the phone.
Women. They're always telling. No, even when you're trying to do something good, they have to find fault.
No, but we. So we called 911, and there had already.
What is that number? Because I need to make a note of that. What's the number?
You dial 9, and then.
Then you don't. And you then don't, you don't actually answer the question. The
one.
Joke is the question.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead.
So, they said they had just received, like, another couple of calls on that and asked if it was a black Jeep, and I said I think so, but he went by so fast. I know it was a dark vehicle, but he went flying by, and you're not even thinking about, oh, what kind of car is that coming straight at me? But
you don't know how to end this story.
No, man. I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened, but I would love to call and find out whatever happened to this guy, if they ever caught him.
Why?
I don't know. I'd just like to know what happened.
You ever go to the horse race and the horse comes out just flying out of the gate, and you get all excited about it. And at the end of the gate, it's about 16 paces.
Right out of
gate.
Yeah. I have twice. I've been there, and I'm going to tell you something. They're not paying me to do this. That's the kind of thing where you wonder, why haven't I done that again? Because it was fun, and I think it's who you're with too. I don't want to go by myself.
Right.
I've got like 10 more days of my wife's not here, so. FrankOpinion@yahoo.com if you want to go to the horse races. Okay, this is a kind of a weird thing. Home Depot and Lowe's, what's the difference? Not much. Orange or blue. That's kind of it.
That's
right.
About it.
And I don't know that I have a preference, but I went to...
Home Depot's or Lowe's is blue?
Yeah, blue and gray.
They wear the blue vests.
Oh,
Home Depot wears the orange.
I always thought it was green.
Home Depot makes you walk in one end of the store and walk out of the complete opposite end of the store.
Oh, they
you
do?
Parked way over on this end. Lowe's lets you go in and out of both doors.
Okay, there's a difference.
There's a difference.
I think Home Depot seems brighter to me and friendlier because of the orange, the color scheme, a little bit. But I went to Home Depot because it was closest. Although, what is the deal where everywhere you go, they're next door to each other? What is that about? Is it, wherever there's a Home Depot, there's a Lowe's right across the street or next door. So I needed a dolly, a thing that you move heavy stuff with, because a worker stole mine from my house. And I can't prove it, but he did. He stole it. So I needed a dolly. So I go to Home Depot, and they don't have the one I'm looking for. But before I headed for Lowe's, I had an electrical question, and the question was, are doorbells low voltage, or are they just regular 110? It seems like it would be a low voltage product. Now, here's what the guy said to me in the orange vest at Home Depot. I just walked up and said, excuse me, because he was kind of in the electrical. I said, do you know about doorbell voltage? He goes, no, but ask Mike or Dennis. Now, how am I supposed to know who Mike or Dennis are? Do you go through Lowe's going, Mike, Dennis? I just thought that was the oddest thing. He didn't say he's the next aisle over. He just said, go ask Mike or Dennis. They know all about that. And they turned around and walked away.
Oh, my goodness.
How am I supposed to know who those people are? But I don't think there's a lot of difference. I think they carry a lot of the same things. They're both good. They're good stores for what they are. And, okay. And a guy emailed me a couple of weeks ago when I talked about going to look for houses with my son and my daughter-in-law. They're looking to move here. They lived in Jeff City. So while they're looking, they live with us. So on the weekends, they'll say, hey, would you mind going with us to look at this particular house? Now, I said this a couple of weeks ago, and I had a listener sort of challenged me and says, Rick, you said this was a seller's market. Well, that's not true. I can't sell my house. Well, that's one person. It is beyond just a seller's market. Check this out. Not this past weekend that we just came out of, but the one before that. I went with my son and daughter-in-law to two houses to look at two. Each house, this was the first day on the market. Each house was sold that first day on the market. And one of them, my son, offered full price. He lost out to somebody who paid $10,000 over. Saturday, was it Saturday or yesterday? It could have been yesterday. Isn't that something? You ever do that where you can't?
Do you remember what kind of pants you were wearing?
Oh, you know what? I wasn't wearing pants. That's why they asked me to leave.
That's a Sunday.
That's why they call it Halfsimers.
Yeah, this was yesterday. He said, you want to go with us? We got an appointment with the realtor at 4 o'clock. I said, I'll go with you. So we go to this nice house. This will blow you away. They looked at it. They both liked it. And they know how this market's going. It's crazy. You need to make an offer. So he offered, right off the bat, my son offered, $12,000 over the list price.
Over?
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this is the other thing that's making the real estate market even more ridiculous than it already was. I told you about the coming soon gimmick. Oh, yeah. They'll put a sign in the yard, coming soon. Well, all that means is it's for sale. We want to make you think you're getting the jump on people. But the other thing that's happening is now the sellers are putting a time limit. We're not going to accept any offers after 5 o'clock. Now, this is what these people did. So, my son, in this case, offered, the last house he offered full price, it was yesterday, offered 12 over. He said, let's just cut right through this game and just go ahead and get 12 over. It sold the same day, last night, 9 o'clock, they get the call. Sorry, you just missed out. The buyers offered $19,000 over and cash.
Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable. I mean, this is the time to sell a house. And it's not just a certain type. It's homes for $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, across the board. And I was in First Community Credit Union this afternoon. I had a meeting with Glenn Barks, who's the president of First Community. I said, boy, you must be just thrilled to death with all the home loans. He said, you'd be surprised. There aren't that many home loans because there aren't that many houses. There are not a lot of houses, which is part of the reason these people can get these ridiculous. Isn't that unbelievable?
They said, I think on the news today, they said the average is 48 days on the market. Homes are staying on the market.
Oh, that's not. I don't know where that story came from, but not around here. It's just and the game. The game. This has turned into such a game. This real estate thing. Here's the game. Let's put a price out, and then somebody will come back and offer us less. And you already know they are. And then we're going to come back and give them a price that's more than they said they pay, but less than our asking price. And then they're going to counter that. It's just the whole thing is ridiculous to me.
I wonder if buying a condo is the same.
I don't think it is. Like I don't think it is.
Whether it's hot as
I don't know. Buying
a home. Have you noticed most of these homes, they have furniture in them or no furniture?
No, they're furnished. Nicely furnished. That's the other thing.
And the furniture stays?
I was curious. Because some people say you should have furniture in when you sell your home.
Okay, let me tell you my quick story about that. We lived in St. Charles, and we lived in Heritage Subdivision. And we found the house. It's the one we've been in now for 32 years. And when I found it, I knew I wanted it. In the woods, it's private. I like to pee outside. I'm that guy. I don't want to look over at my neighbor and have him go, "Hey, partner, what's for dinner? What are you grilling? Shut up." So I don't want that. So this was perfect. Nobody around. But Bill, to answer your question, our house in St. Charles was on the market like 6 months, and the house we wanted was still for sale, but I knew any day. So I said, I'm going to go ahead and buy it. And the realtor said, "Oh, that's going to be a mistake." And I said, "Why?" And she said, "Well, people don't like to walk into an empty house. They want to see a furnished home." And I said, "Well, I need my furniture, so we're taking it out." In less than 1 week, now this is after 6 months and no offer, in less than 1 week, we got our only offer, and it was for full asking price. And you know what the woman said who bought the house? "This was the only house my husband and I looked at where we could visualize our own furniture." Hmm. Completely contrary to what the realtor had said. So it just, there's no set in stone rule for any of this. It just, you know, when the right person comes along, they come along. Also, very quickly, Jurassic World, saw it over the weekend with my grandson. It'll be 5 next month. He loved it. It didn't scare him, but I'm going to warn you, some kids are afraid of images of big teeth. He's right. Not. He loved it.
What did you think of it?
Oh, my goodness. I saw it in 3D. What technology. I couldn't believe it. I can't believe what they're able to do. So real. I thought it was really good. And Chris Pratt. I didn't realize how big a star this guy is. He's huge. He's one of the comic book guys, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's Star-Lord from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An FM DJ goes on a cruise by himself because nobody wants to go anywhere with an FM DJ. He's out of work, FM DJ, so he took whatever money he had and he goes on the cruise. And he gets drunk and falls overboard. And he's been stranded on this island for 10 years. He's the only person on there. And one day, he looks out, and he sees like a speck out in the water. It's not, he doesn't know what it is. It's moving toward him. It's a beautiful woman. I mean, a beautiful woman in a skin-tight, you know, those wetsuits. And she comes up out of the water, walks up on the beach, and walks right up to this FM DJ. Now remember, 10 years, he hasn't seen a human being. He hasn't talked to anybody. He's lived off the land, eating live crabs or whatever he can get his hands on. And now he's face to face, nose to nose, with a woman who's the most stunningly beautiful woman he's ever seen. And she takes her scuba tanks off and puts them in the sand, takes her snorkel off, and then unzips her wetsuit down to her waist, exposing just enough of her gorgeous body. She says, "Hey, how long have you been here?" He says, 10 years. She says, "Well, you smoke?" He said, "I used to. There's no cigarettes here." She says, "Oh, man. So it's been 10 years since you had a cigarette." He goes, "Yeah." She reaches over to her left arm and unzips an arm pocket and takes out a pack of fresh, dry cigarettes with a lighter. And he lights up and he goes, "Oh, my goodness, that tastes good. Oh, you have no idea, ma'am. This tastes so great." She says, "How about a cold beer?" He goes, oh, come on now. She reaches over the other sleeve. No.
Yep,
no,
right. My bad.
No. She doesn't shoot him. Edit it out.
It's the sound of
radio edit. Date.
She says, "How about a cold beer?" He goes, "Well, that would be great if there was one around." And she reaches over and in a zip pocket on her right sleeve pulls out an ice cold beer. Whoo! Cigarette and a beer. This is unbelievable. She says, 10 years, huh? He goes, "Yeah, 10 long years. She says, "So, now remember, the most stunningly beautiful woman you've ever seen." She says, "So, how long has it been since you played around?" He said, oh, no, come on. Don't tell me you got golf clubs in there.
All right, time for a check on traffic with Tory Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Eastbound 44 past Dantyre, the right lane down for cleanup from an earlier overturned tractor trailer. Hit and run now reported eastbound 44 at Bowles. Westbound 44 heavy Grand, Two Kings Highway, Hampton to Shrewsbury, and Meraz to the eastbound crash east of Antire. Bumper to bumper westbound Highway 30, Little Brennan to an earlier accident at High Ridge Boulevard. And baseball traffic picking up into the city eastbound 70 and eastbound 64. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country with great rates and zero fees, plus students earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more. Blue Chip wonders, do you know the most common animal on Earth? It's not humans. Not by a long shot. There are some 10 quintillion insects alive. Over 200 million bugs per person. You need a professional. You need Blue Chip. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
Love Fitness has something for everybody. Join by June 30th and get free enrollment, free kids club, free enrollment, free group classes, free enrollment, free tanning and massages, and...
Wait, let me guess. Free enrollment!
Oh, you got it!
Wow, that's freaking awesome!
Plus 24-hour access at over 20 locally owned St. Louis area locations.
Free tanning and free massage? I'll get pumped and pampered.
Join by Saturday, June 30th and get free enrollment. Some restrictions apply.
Lester Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you, or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
I can't think of one other song. This is Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs doing Bottle of Wine. Anybody know any other song? They might have had one.
I have never heard of them.
I always wonder about that. How does somebody get the top of the charts? And their work was good enough for that, and then gone. Nothing else. Oh, well, we'll never know. But thank goodness they recorded this, because it's turned out to be the perfect theme music for this guy, Mike Evans, who now lives in Dallas, Texas. And is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're in Chesterfield Valley. They're east of all that other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And they're only closed on Monday. That's their day to rest. And when you go in there, you'll see why they deserve a day off. You will need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's. Try the French dip. Oh, my God. They bake their own bread. I went in there over the weekend to get a French dip to go. And she said, if you don't mind waiting just a few minutes, the bread will be out of the oven. It was absolutely fresh. Oh, my goodness, it's great. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse. And gift cards are always a good idea, because who wouldn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market? Give it up, please, for Mike Evans. Oh, I didn't hear... Oh, there. There it is. I was worried for a second.
That's all right. I have myself a little liquid, a little sip.
How you doing?
Good. How's everybody doing over there?
We're doing fine. You know, all settled in now in Dallas. You feel like you're one of them?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I don't think it takes long.
I learned something the other day, the plural of y'all.
You all?
Is what?
All you all.
All y'all. We used to say that when I grew up in Tennessee. Hey, all y'all can come over tomorrow.
That's everybody.
Yeah, all y'all come.
All y'all.
Yeah.
Okay, one more Wee Pop quiz. Surprise! Smart celebrities who have secured a patent today. Name the name of the celebrity who secured a patent for the most technically perfect microphone. Hmm. Jennifer Lopez. Celine Dion. Cindy Lauper.
Yeah.
I think so.
Paula Abdul.
Yeah, Paula Abdul.
Okay. There you go. Let's get right into it. The only reason that Heather Locklear...
Mm-mm. Well, does she currently get
one? No, not now.
The only reason Heather Locklear had herself committed to a mental facility for psychological evaluation last week, the only reason is because she knew she was going to be arrested over the weekend for battery of a police officer, and Heather thought that the psych evaluation would stop the arrest. Wrong. She was arrested Sunday night. She was drunk. She was stoned. She was out of her head. Then they took her to jail. She'll be in court tomorrow morning.
Wait, she was arrested just this, like, last night?
Yes. She was arrested
Wasn't she arrested before? It seems to me there was another.
Yes, she was arrested a week and a half ago, too.
Oh, my goodness. She's messed up.
9 years ago today, got home, got a phone call from a nurse practitioner friend of mine who worked at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, said, hey, just minutes ago, word is Michael Jackson got brought in via ambulance, that he's already code blue, DOA, dead on arrival. I would ask you where you were when you heard that Michael Jackson was dead, but yeah. I think I broke the story on your station, because I got that call just a few minutes before I went on the air with you guys.
I was on vacation in a little town in California, and I can't think of the name of it. I want to say, is there like a Paso Robles or something?
Yeah, Paso
Robles. That was it, like a picturesque little community.
You know who lives there?
Who?
Sandy Koufax.
Really? Baseball. Yeah. We were with another couple. I think that's when we heard about the Jackson thing.
Wow.
Do you remember anybody?
No? I was at a restaurant on St. Charles Main Street. I think I was actually on the first official date with my now ex-wife.
Mm.
So.
Anybody, Tim?
He's talking about your first date, baby.
He's acting like he's with her. It's my bit. He's stolen. No, I don't think it's as big an event as like the Kennedy assassination or 9/11 that a lot of people would remember. But I
remember, homie.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I was at the funeral at the Nokia Theater when Al Sharpton got up. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Who could forget it?
Go ahead.
Don't let nobody tell you they want nothing strange about your daddy. That was Al Sharpton. Making sure the kids knew there was nothing strange about Michael Jackson, and boy, was he right.
Was that what? Was, I thought the quote was, don't ever let anybody tell you your daddy was strange.
No, I think there wasn't nothing strange about your daddy. It was. We'll have to look it up. We'll have to look it up and play it.
It's enough to make me want to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of odds and ends to carry up over the weekend. Happy to report that the critics who predicted Jurassic World would flop were wrong. Did $150 million.
Saw it this weekend and in 3D. And you sit there and you go, how much more realistic can this stuff get?
The exit polls showed 81% of the people who saw it liked it and would recommend it.
Yeah, I agree.
I liked it. I gave it a good rating. But I said the critics did not like it. They got like a 50% on.
Yeah, that's I never on Rotten Tomatoes. I don't pay any. Only pay attention to the one to the viewers. That's all I pay attention to.
Yeah.
The moviegoers.
Lisa Marie Presley Keel Jackson Cage Lockwood.
Does she get a Boeing?
No.
Okay.
No. Says the $100 million. She has received from her dad's estate is completely gone, stolen by her manager. Now, let me just ask. Once, you know, you had lost $10, $20, $30, $40 million, don't you think you'd get rid of the manager or find out what was going on?
You would think so.
And these are the same kind of people like Lisa Marie, Presley Keough, Jackson Cage Lockwood. They love getting into politics and telling us who we should vote for. She can't even take care of her own business.
Right.
And then, now she's going to try to make some money. She's going to release a computer-generated duet with her daddy. The song is called No One Stands Alone. Prediction. That couldn't hit water if it fell out of a boat.
No, that's
not who would spend $9.99 to hear Lisa Marie, who can't sing a lick, with her dad?
Well, we'll see.
I wouldn't do it. Mike Evans' new dictionary. These are some words I think need to have new definitions. The first one I want to tell you about is adult. I think the definition should be a human being who stops growing at both ends and starts growing in the middle.
That's good.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Okay, I got another one. Dictionary for the word chicken. Mm. The only animal you can eat before it's born and after it's dead.
Oh, yeah, it's true. It's true.
You got to be careful about that, homie. You know, you got to be careful about that anytime you take care of chicken. By the way, how's the weather in St. Louis? I haven't seen a lot of bad weather around.
Turning bad again, turning hot, mm-hmm. up, headed for 100 and muggy and oppressive. That's how it is.
100 degrees, that's hotter than it is in Dallas.
Coming our way soon.
Not good. Not good. There's a couple of other things that I want to show. How much time I got?
You have 2 minutes, 2.5
minutes. Oh, I got a couple of minutes I can play with. Amazing, useless fact that I thought everybody should know. All humans on Earth and all the ants on Earth, if they were weighed, the ants and the human beings would weigh about the same.
You've got to be kidding. That's a lot of ants.
It's a lot of ants.
Whew.
This is according to the Smithsonian Institute.
That's pretty incredible.
And how stupid are people? Well, a Canadian woman whose name is being held because she does, at her own request, and I understand why, probably so people won't know how stupid she is suing New York bunco artist Ann Thompson. She's 42. She's known as Psychic Zoe for $757,000. That's what she paid Psychic Zoe to keep a curse from taking over her life and protecting her against
witches. Oh, my goodness. All right, wow. I've heard it all now. Yeah, she deserved it.
$757,000 she gave her. Now she's suing to get the money back.
She deserves to be taken.
Police arrested Zoe. She faces fraud charges, but that's separate from the civil charges that will take place. As a psychic, she should have known she was going to get arrested, though.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'm just saying. And finally.
Okay.
Well,
didn't agree more.
Who came up with and got the patent for, at the time, the most, I guess it could have been changed by Dow, most technically perfect microphone? Jennifer Lopez, Celine Dion, Paula Abdul, Cyndi Lauper.
I'm going to go with Celine Dion.
I was going to go Celine Dion.
Cyndi Lauper.
Give them me again. Cyndi Lauper, Celine Dion, Jennifer Lopez. Who's the fourth
Jennifer
one?
Jennifer Lopez.
I'm going to go Lopez.
Oh, you stupid, ignorant slut.
Oh.
Paula Abdul.
Oh. Wow.
How about that, huh? Mm. Have a great day. Take care of your business. Take an umbrella with you wherever you go, and that way you won't get sun on you.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you nice and cool.
Mm. Okay. Nobody's going to do that, by the way. Nobody's going to carry an umbrella around for the sun.
He slurs so bad. At first he said, take Oprah with you. I mean, take Oprah.
Well, that's a lot of shade.
That'd be a big umbrella to carry.
That's a lot of shade. She provides some shade. Mm-hmm. She does. That was Mike Evans. He lives in Dallas, Texas now, but he is still brought to you by Annie Gunn's restaurant at the Smokehouse Market next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley, which has got all kinds of things in it. But just go east of all that stuff. Closed only on Mondays, and gift cards are always a good idea. I was in the office just before the show, came right from there to here, in the office of Mr. Glenn Barks, who is the president of First Community Credit Union. That means he's over all of them, all 40-plus of them. And he had a great suggestion for the yard sale. The yard sale, Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, is sponsored exclusively by First Community. And he started talking about old stereo equipment. And as soon as he did it, I can see, because I see it every time I go down to the unfinished part of my basement. And this is the kind of stuff you can't bring yourself to throw away. I've got a couple of really nice old amps, like Pioneer amplifiers, tuners, mm-hmm. some speakers. I'm never going to use them. I'm never going to plug them in again. Yard sale. Yard sale. Just remind people, look, that stereo stuff, you can stare at it all you want to. You can stare at it for the rest of your life. You're not going to use it. But there are people who will buy it because there are, it's that audiophile turntable crowd, the purists, the one that say, oh, I want a turntable and I want to play my albums. And
I just read a story today about some 17-year-old kid who apparently collects golf balls off golf courses, like in lakes and ponds, and 70,000 golf balls this kid is, I guess, selling for money for his college education and
hey,
for
good for
whatever.
Him.
70,000.
A buck a piece is $70,000. Even 50 cents a piece, a lot of money. First Community Credit Union, it is a great place to bank, and we thank them so much for sponsoring the yard sale. We have an announcement about the yard sale tomorrow, something to separate it from all other yard sales, something new, something better, and even more people can participate, so stay tuned for that. First Community Credit Union, First Community. .com. All right. Thank you for being with us today. We appreciate it. We hope you'll be here tomorrow because I know we will be. And please thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, and 590thefan.com St. Louis, the home.